Do you want to make your money make sense? Listen to Business Sense every Monday to Thursday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. and make sense of your money.
Well, good evening to you and welcome to the Monday edition of Business Sense right here on Adventist World Radio. We are powered by SID Media. It is the 25th of November, 2024. Thank you so much for sticking with us. Really appreciate you. +27 734 703 520. That is +27 734 703 520. That's the number that you can use to talk to us and engage with us this evening. We look forward to your company as well. Today, as you know, every Monday, we tackle personal finance related topics. And today is no different at all because we're talking about the recent two-pot retirement system of retirement. Now, I think that's a hot topic. It's a hot potato for a lot of people. I've seen a lot of people who have, you know, confessed to have withdrawn. Nothing wrong with that. But I think the tax man was the one that really smiled at the end of the day because if my memory serves me well, I think about 6 billion rands or so just from two-pot money system. Yeah. You guys gave him money, right? So the two-pot retirement system was implemented on the 1st of September 2024 with an aim to empower more South Africans to preserve their retirement savings when they leave a job, change employment, or anything like that, while enabling controlled access to these savings in times of financial hardship. Luzuko, lecturer and dean of the Faculty of Business at Helderberg College of Higher Education, joins us to shed some light on this particular system. And I must say that I look forward to this conversation because I think it will enlighten quite a few people as well. Maelda, good evening and welcome to the show.
Good evening, sir. Good evening, Tapelo. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for asking. And yourself?
Yes, I know I'm good. I'm great.
God is great. Fantastic. Fantastic. Are you looking forward to the holiday season?
Yeah, I'm looking forward. Hey, I'm a bit tired. I'm looking forward. I want to rest.
I felt that, yay. I'm sure for yourselves with exams and everything, it must be the most busiest time.
Yes,
eh?
Yes. At least we're done with that part.
Oh, you're done with that part. Oh, yeah, great. Okay, yes. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, my leader, for joining us this evening and talking to us about this really important topic, which is the two-pot retirement system. Mm. But before we go anywhere, perhaps, do you want to introduce yourself to our listeners?
Okay, let me try.
Yeah.
All right, my name is Luzuko Mkhwebo. As you've mentioned, I am the Dean of the Faculty of Business here at Helderberg College of Higher Education. Prior to that, briefly maybe, I worked in the stock market in Johannesburg. I was there in Sandton for 2 years, and I also worked as a financial planner.
Okay.
But most of my life, I think in my career, I worked as a lecturer. So I lectured economics. I have a background in economics. Yes.
Okay.
I studied economics up to master's level. I think I have an economics background.
Yeah.
But I'm here at Helderberg College recently. So I'm happy to be here at Helderberg College.
I've got a background in economics as well. So I think this is really going to be such an interesting topic because I think that's my first baby there, economics, you know. Yeah.
My love for
it knows no bounds whatsoever.
same here.
It's a beautiful topic. I know for some people it's a pretty complicated topic, this economics thing. But they don't realize.
I can share actually the love that I have for economics.
Yes.
I wrote an economics book in isiXhosa.
Look at that.
So just to help people to understand some basic economic terms. So I'm married, by the way.
Oh, okay, very important.
Yes, I'm married to Pilar Sandam Faibo.
No, thank you. What do you think, my elder, makes people fearful of economics?
I think the diagrams.
Ish, those diagrams, I
Some
know,
people,
right?
they see the graphs and the diagrams, and then they, yeah, they
They're
get
like, and
scared.
easy. But when you get to more advanced economics, there's actually mathematical formulas behind those diagrams,
Yes.
right? Maybe that's the other
Yes,
thing that
yes.
just makes this whole thing really difficult. Because when I was at school, they told us, you know, when you get to more advanced studies in economics, they're like, we take stats, maths, and economics, and
Yeah.
we bring them together, because that demand and supply
That's
curve
true.
is actually Y is equals to MX plus C. That's what it is right
Yes.
there.
Yeah. I know you. That is an advanced one. You include econometrics and all those
Econometrics,
regression
right?
models. Yeah. That's not my stuff. Give me demand and supply.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think you and I at least share something there, and I'm really excited about that, eh?
That's good.
Fantastic,
that's great,
fantastic. Well, we wish you the best for 2025, I'm sure, as a school as well. Maybe that's let's also do a bit of that for 2025, the school, where are you guys going, especially with the faculty?
Yeah, the faculty, we, yeah, there's a lot on the pipeline. This year, actually, we introduced these business dialogues. I think they went well, where we call industry people to come and inspire our students. I think we want to do more of those so that we can expose our students.
Yeah.
Fortunately, we can start working on new programs. But what we want to attract more people to help a college in our faculty, so that they can get the experience of being an Adventist institution while getting the proper education.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yes,
okay.
Yes,
now,
yes.
All the best for 2025.
Thank you so much, Wilder.
Thank you so much. Okay.
Thank you.
We're talking about the two-pot retirement system, and it sounds like a swear word to some people. For some people, it's actually a very nice thing, because when they hear two-pot system, they think, okay, I've got money, I must go and withdraw money. But let's start first by defining this thing in a very elementary, uncomplicated way. What is the two-pot retirement system?
Yeah, in a very simple explanation, the two-pot, as you have mentioned in your introduction, the two-pot retirement system, it's a new retirement system in South Africa where an employee contributes into two components, where you contribute to savings and also the retirement component. So it has two components in it, unlike the previous retirement system. But now you are able to access one of those components before you retire.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's two components to it.
Yes, there are two components to it.
Okay.
The new one.
Yeah,
yes,
the new one. All right.
Yes,
so which are those two components?
So it's a savings component
okay.
and a retirement component.
Yeah.
There's a savings. I know we are talking about three pots now because of if you are contributing before the 1st of September.
Yeah.
But if someone started working from the 1st of September 2024, then that person has only two components.
Two components.
They don't have years.
Okay. We'll get into the three pots, because it's a three foot now, you know, this got the third one. Let's then go back a step, because I think you raised quite an important point around the previous system. What was in the previous system? Because maybe if we look at it and juxtapose it to these three foot, then we can get a better sense. The previous one didn't have two components?
No. It was just one pot.
Okay.
It was just one pot. So if I can just mention, there is what is called in the I can say types of retirements. Retirement funds. There is the retirement annuity.
Yes.
That one is especially designed for those who are not employed, especially entrepreneurs.
Okay.
Actually, even if you are employed,
yeah,
you can actually supplement
yeah.
the retirement that you're getting from the employer
yeah.
using the RA. And then we have the pension fund.
Yes.
So I can mention all just that one, those
yeah.
two.
Yeah.
So you will contribute in that retirement fund until the age of 55, where you are eligible actually to take your money. So what was happening before is that if you resign, for example, from the employer, from your employer, you are able to preserve that retirement.
Okay.
If you want, or you can withdraw it.
Ooh.
So I think most people, they've done that in the many years past to say, I don't have funds currently to deal with my financial situation. Then they resign and then they take the money, they cash out. Yes, they're going to be taxed. Yes, they were taxed. So it has been like that, especially during COVID. Most people actually have been taking and dipping into retirement. So when they retire with less money. So what I can say is that you were able to take that money before their retirement age. That's what was happening previously. Yes.
Oh, okay. So is this two-pot system now a response by government to try and make sure that it secures that money? Because people clearly were playing the system in a way. And I know there's a
Yes.
couple of other careers or people, I don't want to mention them, but they know themselves, where someone would know that I'm going to retire and then come back to the system again after 10 months or anything like that. Is that what government was trying to do with this?
Yes, because if on an economic level, I can mention that if you don't have retirement, especially in the current age, government actually you become a burden, I can say, to the government, to the fiscus, actually, you add to that. So I think part of the reason why government introduced this particular system is because the savings rate in South Africa is very
It's
low.
very low, yeah.
Yes, I think people are not saving in South Africa and they're consuming. And number two is this thing of dipping into the retirement. I think that destabilizes the financial system as well. So, and also, as I'm saying, that to prevent people from taking their money, and when they retire, they don't have anything. And then the government actually saw to it that let's introduce this particular system, because we understand, okay, people actually have financial
Troubles.
distress at some point. So let's cater for that, for their current needs, while we're actually preserving their retirement, protecting their funds. Because yes, I think as people, I normally say that we are not as rational as we think we are. Though we know that at some point we are going to retire, but we choose to do otherwise. I think this kind of regulation are trying to assist many people who are not financially disciplined to ensure that they retire with enough funds.
I suppose it's that proverbial a rent a day is better than a rent tomorrow. You know, so people are like, "No, I want it today. We'll see how tomorrow we deal with tomorrow, but we want it
Yes, that's
right
true.
now,
That's
right?"
true.
Because the value of a rent today is much more than tomorrow. Okay, so there's the savings component, there's the retirement component. I think there's also the vested component. Which one is that one now? This 3 foot now.
Yes, so many of us actually are saying we have three pots, especially if you have been contributing for prior the 1st of September 2024. So if you have been contributing, and let's say you have 100,000 in your pension before the 1st of September 2024, so that is termed a vested component. That was a vested component of vested funds. So meaning that what you have, because those funds actually, the regulation of the pension system before the 1st of September, they apply to those. So meaning that even now, if you have not resigned from your work, that component actually, it's still there. So it's not part of the two-pot system, the new one, meaning that the rules of the previous pension system apply to that one. You can take it out if you want. If you resign from your employer, again, you can take that one. So that is the vested component
The
of
vested
this
component.
system. Yes,
Okay.
yes.
So does the RA fall under the vested component if you had an RA before the 1st of September?
Yes.
Okay, so you
But
the rules apply. You can withdraw.
the rules for the RA, you can't withdraw, take the RA before you retire. So the rules of the RA, even before the institution of the two-pot system, they say you cannot withdraw until the age of 55.
Is it
Yes.
transferable?
RA, and there are complications in terms of where you can transfer it to. For example, I think it's the what one is complicated in terms of it being transferred to other like pension fund, for
Yes,
example.
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right. So you rather just leave it there. You're not going to get it. Leave
Yes,
it
yes.
there until you are 55 or thereabouts. And of course, then at that time, the normal tax and marginal tax applies.
Yes, that's true.
Okay,
That's true.
fantastic. All
That's
right.
true.
So I've got three components. I've got the vested, I've got the savings, I've got the retirement, right? And the
Yes.
vested, if I understand you very well, the rules before the 1st of September apply to those, including the marginal tax that would apply to that and so that's fine.
Yes.
Is there value in leaving the vested part of it perhaps for growth or or I suppose over time it will also attract some other interest as well?
Yes. Yes, there is value. Definitely, there is value. Because those funds are still invested. Because if you talk about the fund managers that are responsible for those particular funds, they are still invested, like in different asset classes, regulated actually by the pension rules, so that it's not aggressively invested, because there's a component of risk. So to prevent those to prevent the loss of those funds. So they are invested, and as if you keep them long, just like any other investment that you can institute, so it will actually yield some return over time. Especially, for example, if we're talking about it, majority of it also is invested in a very conservative asset class like bonds, and also is invested in shares and equities and different and also other different asset classes to make sure that it grows. So there's growth in, and also there's value in leaving that invested component so that it grows. It will actually help you actually when you retire, and then obviously it can sustain you in your retirement years.
In retirement, yes. Which
Yes.
begs me the question then that says, can you be over insured for your retirement? So, for example, you've got your vested interest, it's there, you've decided I'm going to leave it. You had
Yeah.
an RA, for example, from a previous company, you leave that as well. And then you've got this one in your company as well that's also running. All these, are you not over insured somehow for your retirement?
I don't think that you are overly invested, because I think the statistics now is proving that people are living longer. Because the fact remains is that the funds, they deplete. The more you use them, they are being reduced. And if, for example, at retirement, the rate in which you are withdrawing is so high. Let's say, for an example, talk about that. There's a withdrawal range that you can use. I think it's I can't remember now, up to 17.5%. If I'm not mistaken. But if you max your withdrawal, so you can quickly deplete your funds. So if you have enough funds that you have been, if you have been contributing, then you are safe at retirement. All right. So you can even max your withdrawal, and then still it can sustain you for many years. So I can, yes, for example, like say, if it happens that, for example, you die early, then your beneficiaries can actually be sorted. If I may put it that way, I cannot say that you are overly insured.
All right. No, that's fine. I think it's
Yeah.
better. In other words, the more people can save for retirement, the better because it unburdens the system or the fiscus, for
Yes.
example.
Yes.
And
Yes.
because
Yes.
people live longer these nowadays for various reasons. And I must say
Yes.
that you're quite right because I've been seeing quite a huge trend, especially with young people who are deciding to live much healthier lives in terms of their food choices, where they spend their time and all that. And so the trajectory is that they will live much longer than perhaps our grandmothers and grandfathers and all that. And so the more they are prepared for retirement, you're saying the better.
Yes, the more they are prepared, the better. Yeah, as you have mentioned, that some people actually after retirement they decide to go back to the system. And even at the age of 65, when you are supposed to relax, some people they can see that okay, the lifestyle actually that they have kept, it's too high, and some people they don't want to reduce the lifestyle when they retire. As a result, they want to go back so that they can actually supplement, because what I can say, there's a replacement ratio at retirement. And I think the max, if I'm not mistaken, is 65% of the salary that you're earning before you retire. So So if your lifestyle is at 90% and the replacement ratio is at 65, then you are earning less than what were your lifestyle. So some people, they want to go back so that they can supplement that. So that they can actually enjoy life without
Definitely.
stressing. But if you have enough funds in your retirement, then you are safe.
I'm actually thinking people like yourselves who are lecturers. I mean, you are the think tanks of modern day economy, right? And so I'm sure by 70 you'd still want to be working because you're contributing knowledge, which I believe, and a skill that does not really have an age limit. We have professors who are in their 80s, 90s, simply because we need their knowledge. And so they have to be really invested with their retirement.
Yes, exactly. I think it's part of my plan, like going forward, because I enjoy what I do to impart knowledge. So I think I can still go. I don't need to be physical in what I'm doing. So use my brain, use my mind, and also and explain this concept. So I think I want to do that, as you're mentioning. So I have to be prepared in terms of when I retire or when I reach those age 70, I am set,
Definitely. You're still going to explain that demand and supply curve because I think we're still not understanding it till today. So you're not going anywhere, my elder. You're not going anywhere. All right, let's talk about access then, immediate access. Which one of these
Yes.
three food do I have immediate access to at any time?
It's the savings component.
The savings component.
Yeah, maybe let me just also explain something about the savings component in terms of how much you are contributing. For example, if you are contributing 3,000 towards your retirement after 31st of August, which is from the 1st of September, if you are contributing 3,000 rand a month, so the rule now is that one third of that, which is 33% of that 3,000, should go to the savings component. And then 67%, which is two thirds, it goes to the retirement fund, the one that you cannot access. So that one third is the one that you can access. And you can access only once in a tax year. The tax year, it runs from the 1st of March until the 28th or 29th of February the following year. So you can only access once. And the motivation is that you need to access it when you have emergency. So, and even when you are withdrawing from the fund or the retirement fund, you are not even, you don't explain why you are withdrawing it. But the assumption is that you're withdrawing it because you want to deal with emergencies. I think that's where other people have a problem to say, people are going to misuse this. So there are no measures in terms of, so that savings component is the one that you can access before retirement, once in a tax year. So,
I was hearing young people, and I didn't withdraw, but I had young people who were saying, "Ungena pi wena, when I withdraw my savings, ungena." I was like, "But guys, imali." And which is true to an extent, but I was like, "Yo, I'll just leave this thing because you're gonna hurt yourself." Because I mean, if you come to think about it, you're taking away from your future.
Actually, I did a calculation that in the next 20 years, if you start contributing now, you might reduce your pension by a million if you withdraw every year. Every year, you might reduce your pension when you retire. And people actually, they don't understand the concept of of inflation eroding the value of money. So in the process of eating out the principal amount, the retirement fund, then there's also the component of inflation. So when you retire in 20 years' time, that 2 million, for example, if I put an example, it's not the same as the 2 million today. It's less in terms of value because of the inflation. So the less pension than you have, then you are in trouble. That's what is happening currently.
And also the compound interest, I suppose, over 30 years.
There's also the compound interest over the years that you're missing out. Because That's the case.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about then the withdrawal process. Maybe if you can just high level give us the process and the implications, I suppose, from a marginal tax point of view.
Okay. So if you decide to withdraw from the savings component,
yes.
So you are taxed according to your marginal rate.
Yeah.
So depending where you are in the tax table, so you'll be taxed according to that. So you will then need to be able to identify where you are in the
yes.
tax table. So you'll
yes.
be taxed according to that. If
yeah.
you are at the top, you might notice, for example, let's give when it started, like the 30,000
yeah.
that was transferred from the vested capital.
Yes.
We will also explain to that.
Yeah.
So if you were actually eligible to withdraw the 30,000, which was the cap, when they started in the first of September. So if you have the 30,000, some people actually were able to access less than 20,000 because
yeah.
of the tax,
yes,
because
definite.
Of the tax rate
mm-hmm.
which they are at in terms of their SARS.
Mm.
And some were able to access 25,000 depending where they are in terms of the tax table.
Mm.
So there is that implication that you'll be taxed by SARS. And another thing, if you owe SARS
yes.
At that time
yeah.
or any time, if you are owing SARS,
yeah.
You'll withdraw and then SARS will take the money and pay
money
that debt first.
Hey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just,
hey, yeah.
yeah.
So you must be very careful when you think of withdrawing because there's implications here that are higher.
Yes.
You might end up getting 5,000.
Yes.
Hey, yeah. Be very careful. All right. What are the limits to the withdrawal? Is there a limit every, like you said, it's once a fiscal or financial year? Is there a limit to the amount that I can withdraw?
There is no limit.
Okay.
So initially, if we go back to 1st of September, there was that seed capital that
yes.
was taken from the 10% from
yeah.
the vested capital.
Yeah.
So that became a limit in terms of the initial phase of this retirement system. But going forward, after 1st of September, like even now,
yes.
there is no limit.
Okay.
So you can withdraw. There is no cap, but the minimum that should be in that pot, the savings pot, it should be 2,000.
Oh, okay.
If there is 1,000, you cannot withdraw that.
yeah.
So it should be at more than 2,000
yeah.
in the pot
yeah.
for you to withdraw it.
Yeah.
So there is no cap
oh,
also in terms
I
of
see.
Withdrawal.
I see. Okay. All right. So if you have 50,000, that's it. Go and take your 50,000.
Go and take
minus
it.
Your tax.
Yes, definitely you have to actually consider that the taxman is going to take
yes.
His portion.
Yeah.
Talking about taxmen, actually, I was listening to the commissioner of SARS
yeah.
In one of the dialogues.
Yeah.
That was, I think, 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
He mentioned that about 1.7 million of South Africans have withdrawn from their savings component, which when I calculated in terms of the average, let's say use 15,000
yeah.
that people have taken after being taxed by SARS.
Yeah.
So it went to close to 30 billion. That's what also
sure,
you mentioned.
Sure.
That
sure.
that people actually are going to withdraw.
Yeah.
Maybe now it's more. Maybe it's
yes.
close to 50 billion.
Yes.
yeah, that people will be
yeah.
withdrawing from the savings component.
Yeah.
yeah.
And I think this is perhaps one of the few times where the taxman is able to collect at a go such a huge
yeah.
amount of money.
Yes. No, SARS is
yeah.
going to score. Yes.
No, he's getting a bonus at the end of this
yes.
year. He's going to get a
true.
Very nice bonus, that guy. He's sitting there and thinking, what's a December?
Exactly. I hope actually it's going to be used
yes.
to boost our economy.
Yes, I hope so.
I hope it's going to be used to boost our economy.
Yeah, I suppose the guys sitting in Pretoria, they must make the things that make the pots to happen.
Yes.
Yeah, no pun intended with the ports here. Okay, will I lose money then if I withdraw or if from the fund, you know, as a member? Will the fund member lose the money if a withdrawal is not made?
The fund, the member?
Yeah, so if I don't make
no,
any
no.
withdrawal, am I losing money?
No, you're not losing money. And also, this is not a loan. If you take it, it's not a loan that you're going to pay it back. So you're not losing money. Actually, it's is preserved and it's growing in the in that pot.
Yeah.
All right. So you are not losing money.
You are not
you
losing
said it's
money.
Growing. Yes.
Ah, that's a good one. That's definitely a good one. Okay.
Actually, someone did ask me, say, is this a loan?
Yeah.
And actually the one person asked the same question.
Yes.
Will I lose money? Will I lose my money if I don't withdraw?
Mm.
And because I know some people they've decided to resign because there was this hype. Some people they are not sure what's going to happen.
Yes.
Some they decided to say, hey, let me resign
let
from
me
my
resign.
Employer
exactly.
and take my money before anything happens, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you don't lose your money, it's gonna be kept safe.
Yeah.
So that's what I can say.
Mm, let's address that one as we get to it close to say, what happens if I resign then?
If you resign?
Yes.
If you resign having the vested component, or we assume that you don't have that vested component?
Let's maybe make the two scenarios. You've got a vested component and then versus someone who started on the 1st of September that does not necessarily have the vested component. What happens when I resign?
Okay. Mm. So if you resign, let's start with the first one. If you have the vested component, that means you have three pots. So if you have the vested component, so you can access the vested component and you can withdraw the vested component.
Yeah.
And I must say also there's a withdrawal table, text table that I use for the withdrawal.
Okay.
Or you can preserve it.
Yeah.
You can preserve this vested component and put it in the vested. And if you want in the future, you have not transferred it into a different retirement fund.
Yeah.
So you can actually withdraw once, or you can partially withdraw or full withdrawal from that preservation.
Mm.
You can do that, and if you have contributed also to the two-pot system while having the vested component, that savings component you can withdraw it.
Okay.
Also, it's gonna be taxed at your marginal rate, but the retirement component you cannot access it until the age of 55.
That makes sense.
And
makes
then sense. if you don't have the vested component and you only started in the first of September 2024, and you only have savings component and retirement component.
Yeah.
So when you resign the only component that you can touch is the savings component, not the retirement component. So that retirement component will be preserved until the retirement age. That's when you'll be able to access it and buy annuities.
Yeah, you just forced the local government to have money for retirement. Like, they don't want to spend money for retirement on people. Like,
yeah, no, they don't
forced.
Want.
They don't they, want.
Also, I think it also, I can say on the other side, it can destabilize the financial system, you know. So if there are too many withdrawals that are happening, that also have an implication, actually an impact on the inflation of the country. That's why some people, they also argued in terms of even the savings component being withdrawn is going to impact on inflation in South Africa, because if people are using that to consume it and buy stuff, that increase that demand, which pushes the prices up, the demand and supply that we talked about. So that will happen eventually.
Yeah.
That's what some people are actually projecting.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We're out of time, but I want to get into this one just as a fellow economist as well. What are you seeing for 2025? Some people say inflation will still be kept. I was listening to the governor the other day on Thursday saying that the inflation expectations for next year are around the midpoint in the first half of the year, which I thought was really quite an interesting one, because I was expecting somewhere around the last half of the year, because, I mean, inflation is sitting at 2.8. percentage points for now, and some econometricians expecting 4 and 4.4 in 2026, you know, that type of a thing as well, and the economy not doing very well. So I thought, let me pick your brain. What do you see? What do you project for 2025, 2026?
That's an interesting one. So I think my take is that we are not going to see much changes on the on the inflation, 2020, especially first half of 2025. Because it takes time to even adjust, you know, because we need to also think about those factors, what causes the prices to go up. And look at the state of our economy today. We have high level of unemployment in the country. People are not spending a lot because they don't have money. So it might take time to push that inflation up. So that's the first take that I want to.
Yeah.
But if, for example, we have to factor in the other global factors that are affecting our currency, for example, it might weigh on our inflation because if the rand is depreciating because of our economy is not doing well, and also the oil price and all those things, that might also have a, you can say, negative impact on our inflation.
Yeah.
So going forward, I don't see it reaching the other side of what is the upside of the inflation targeting.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be within the midpoint.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. That's interesting, because my view is that I think the current inflation, you know, pressures are actually external or exogenous, as we call it in economics, because they have nothing to do with us. Because if you listen to the statement from States SA, as well as the governor as well, we are at 2.8 simply because of factors that were outside of South Africa,
outside,
you know, like the petrol, the price of Brent crude and all that. And the price of Brent crude is really subdued because of what's happening with the wars that are taking place elsewhere.
Exactly.
I felt that it's distorted a little bit. And so I don't think it was a cautious thing to bring down the repo rate.
The rates. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's true. Because if those factors actually they stabilize, and then we start seeing the oil price it's going to push
harm
us. Yes,
definitely.
Yeah.
I thought I was the only crazy one sitting with these numbers and saying, no, man, something konte off la, you know, something is off here. But
yes,
I thought I was the crazy
yes.
economist alone sitting at home, like, yeah. But I'm glad you also share the same. Let's round it up, my elder, on this two-port system. Any final last words in 10 seconds or so?
All right. So I think one thing that I want to mention regarding especially the service component, I know that the government instituted that because people must use it when it's time for emergency.
Yeah.
So I think you know the concept of liquidity in the finance space, and you cannot access it twice.
Yeah.
And if you have emergencies like twice or three times a year. So I always say to people, ensure that you have a parallel emergency fund that runs with this savings component, so that you can use it. So that you can use it when you have emergency, because if you have access the savings component once, you can't access it twice.
Yeah.
But at least have something on the side that you are getting access.
Yeah, no, that's very true and very important. Well, thank you so much, Melda. I think we need to have more conversations on these type of things. Quite exciting to really talk to a leader and someone in this space as well, so that I'm not crazy alone on these things, you know. But look forward to having those conversations with you, Melda. And thank you so much for joining us this evening, and God bless. Okay, seems like we've lost my elder there. Let me see. I think we've lost him, but he's gone. But yeah, I think really, really exciting stuff there. Thank you so much to our elder there, who is, of course, Uluzuko Mkhwebo, the dean, lecturer as well at the Faculty of Business at Helderberg College.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.